This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is back with us after last week's Talkers Convention in New York. And so we're here ready to go with the top 10 stories of the week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers and the People List as well. So, Michael, I suppose that would be a good thing for us to get right to it so that we have a, there's always something to jump off on, if that doesn't sound counterintuitive. You jump off, listen to that for a minute. You're jumping off on to something. Doesn't that sound like an oxymoron? Let's jump off.
It sounds like it, but, I mean, if you want to get philosophical, you're always jumping off onto something. Even if you jump off a building, you're jumping off the building onto the ground. Mm-hmm. So you actually were philosophically and theoretically and rhetorically correct. Here are the top 10 stories of the week. You ready?
Thank you.
At number 10, we have the Western heat wave and the drought. Pretty serious stuff going on in the western part of the country. And that's tied with late-breaking news that got a lot of attention on Thursday and Friday. The Supreme Court, for the third time in 9 years, upheld Obamacare, also known as the Affordable Care Act.
Give it a rest.
At number nine, excuse me?
I said give it a rest. It's about time. It's kind of like the Roe v. Wade thing. It goes the same way all the time. All these people who want to, in the minority, hoot and holler about stuff. And most of the people who are hooting and hollering don't understand what the real issue is. And it was interesting because the Supreme Court ruling sort of addressed that. Most people don't really get what it's all about. They just know it's Obama and it's bad.
It does come down to that politics. It comes down to the Trump versus Obama personality, very superficial clash, as opposed to really talking about health care in this country and what affordable insurance means to the average person.
And Trump supported that, by the way, in several different ways during the course, especially the first part of his administration. At any rate, it just goes to show you're right. It's all
he supported it by not coming up with an alternative.
Right. There was nothing else, so okay, let's keep doing this. Anyway,
well, Trump's misstep on that whole thing was not coming up. The GOP didn't come up with an alternative. They just knocked it, but they didn't come up with an answer. So we're looking back now 4 years. The point is, Obamacare is still there, and a lot of people who are not thinking politically but are just thinking about the pragmatics of their own life breathed a sigh of relief. Let's go to number nine, Juneteenth. The critical race theory and race relations. Juneteenth is now an official holiday.
Did you know what Juneteenth was before this week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew about it. I knew about it a year ago.
Yeah.
I didn't know much about it before that, though.
Okay. All right.
I agree with you that it is a bit arcane, but it's a very interesting subject, and on a lot of levels. And maybe we can talk about that someday or even today.
No, we'll talk about it today. But keep going with the list first.
All right, number eight: social media bias and ransomware attacks, basically cybersecurity. At number seven, U.S.-China relations. At number six, the economy and the infrastructure. At number five, Israeli politics and Middle East tensions. At number four, the southern border crisis and immigration reform. At number three, that January 6th investigation continues and election fraud claims continue to be spouted. At number two, COVID-19, the Delta variant vaccines, and more discussion about the origin of the coronavirus. And at number one, the Biden-Putin summit and U.S.-Russia relations. On our people survey, we have the loud Marjorie Taylor Greene at number 10. She's out there. She finally figured out what the Holocaust was about. She went to the museum and had a press conference to apologize.
Yeah,
give me a break. At number nine, Xi Jinping. At number eight, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are tied at eight. Kamala Harris is at seven. Number six, a tie between the big Republicans in the legislature, Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy. Benjamin Netanyahu and Naftali Bennett are tied at number five. Donald Trump is at four. Dr. Anthony Fauci is at three. President Vladimir Putin is at number two, and President Joe Biden is at number one. Very good.
Which one of those two is president for life?
Everybody wants to be president for life. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Yes.
That's an old song from the 80s.
Right.
So,
all right, so those are the people that are on the list and the stories that are on the list, the whole business about what people know and what they don't know, the hoopla. I was thinking about, with regard to Marjorie Taylor Greene, how people over the years, since we became a country on our own in the 1770s, how do you suppose people conducted elections then, and what kind of people were elected? We know of the stars, the people who signed the Declaration, the people who were active, the first president, vice president, but then after that, who do you know, what do you know about those people and how they got themselves elected to these high offices? We look at, you know, I talk frequently about the lack of quality candidates and people like this woman who seem to be ignoramuses, actually. How do they get elected? In a practical sense. Not that she doesn't speak the language of enough people that obviously thought she was okay to elect her to the House. And then you watch her running around. I saw a video of her. She was in front of AOC's office, and she pushed the door slot, you know, the letter slot. She pushed that in, and somebody's rolling with a camera while she yells into the office, "You're a baby killer. You're a sham. You shouldn't be in politics." You know, this is here. I'm thinking to myself, who in their right mind would do this in such a public way and embarrass themselves like that? I got no love for AOC. Don't get me wrong. But as you see, people listening also, Michael, will hear, well, he's putting down Mayor Marjorie Taylor Greene, but he's talking about AOC. If I don't say something like AOC shouldn't be on the planet, then I'm a bad guy with some people. It just is. But back to my original question, how do these people get elected? And are they similar? We just don't know about it. The people who have been members of Congress for the last 250 years.
Well, I to answer your question as accurately as I can, because it's a very broad point you bring up. I think that they get elected because the people that elect them are of that ilk.
Yeah, maybe
the people that vote for people like that. I you know, there's an old saying: do you get the government you deserve? And
yes.
The whole idea of a democracy. Mm-hmm. You know, do people have the power to have a government that truly is of quality, is intelligent and dignified and reflective of how people really are? Is it the result of people not paying attention? Is it the result of people feeling that they don't have any power anyway, so they may as well vote for somebody that, at least on the surface, appears to be for the broad strokes concepts they believe in? Mm-hmm. And they don't look at it deeper. Many people vote completely in the dark. They don't have a clue as to who they're voting for. You see that a lot in local elections. Oh, I know that name. It may be the same name as somebody whose family has been in power in a town.
Name recognition, yeah.
Right. Yeah. But they may not even be related to them. You know, or, oh, it's an Irishman. Oh, it's an Italian. I'm Italian. Oh, it's a Jew. I'm a Jew. Oh, it's a, you know. The reasons for voting sometimes have nothing to do with any knowledge of the individual or the issues.
Mm-hmm. This guy owns a Scottish bakery. I'm voting for him. It's really that silly. Okay, so that's an interesting and very pithy point of view. Back with more with the thoughts on this week's stories and people. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about what there is of value at MyPillow.com. When I say of value, you can look at the catalog. The product catalog is published and renewed and refreshed all the time because they're always adding things at MyPillow, like these down comforters that came online this year and the pajamas and bathrobes that were developed as a result of people needing things like that. It was answering a need. People staying at home, working, that sort of thing. And I guess you could say that about the slippers that they have now. If you haven't availed yourself of these slip-on slippers, I think they're very cool. I have a couple of pair. My slippers made with the three-tier cushioning system, MyPillow Fill Impact Gel, and a comfort memory foam that absorbs impact and relieves pressure. It's very good. It's quality. It's like everything else. The pillows, quality, made in America. The sheets, quality, made in America. All the things, as a matter of fact, in the product line are all made in America. And right now you can save 30%, 40%, 50%, 60% and more on things. For example, the pillows right now have big premium pillows. You can save a heck of a lot of money. The towel set as well. And go through the catalog, seriously, and use the DJV code when you check out. You get six-piece sets of MyPillow towels for the price of one and free shipping. So use the promo code DJV at checkout when you're buying things at MyPillow.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the MySlippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Join Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now, the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is the chart for the week of June 14th to the 18th. With Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, I'm Doug Steffen. Last week at this time, we were celebrating the talk radio medium with the Talkers Convention held on the grounds of Hofstra University. A lot of people thought, oh, this is interesting because we're already back. We're done with COVID. It's over, Michael. We're finished. We're not giving into it anymore. We'll have a convention and see who gets together. And we all, yeah, a lot of people were there. It was cool. I thought one of the best parts of it was you sitting down with Bill O'Reilly. You want to tell that story? Because it is a very good story. Content-wise...
I did what we call a fireside chat, yeah. And that's the two of us on the stage for about a half hour, and I interviewed him, and he was very candid.
He's a piece of work, man. All right, so anyway, I thought you made him very relaxed, because he's not usually in those settings. He's not very relaxed at all. Haven't you noticed that over the years?
Yeah, well, I expected that. He's usually on offense or defense. Mm-hmm. But he saw that with me, he actually had an opportunity to talk about intelligent topics that were neither, you know, offensive or defensive. They were just analytical, and I think he enjoyed that.
Yeah.
He's not used to that. He's used mm-hmm. to being in conflict.
Right. And, well, he likes to create it, too. I mean, let's face it.
Well, that's what he does. But he seemed to... As much as he could show enjoyment, he seemed to enjoy it. But I asked him some good questions about what it's like to be in the book publishing business. He has a number one bestseller. I asked him, how do you deal
with... Well, you asked him, how is it easy to make money? And he said, not so much. But, right, he said it was kind of difficult to make money when you sell books. That's kind of
That was the premise, certainly.
Yeah,
that
right.
He has a number one bestseller. And he has the record for number one bestsellers. The New York Times, and when the guy that has the number one record for bestsellers tells you can't make money, well, I mean, then maybe you shouldn't go into the book business if you're looking to make a living as a writer. If you're looking to have a book as a platform,
did you ask him why does he write so many books? What is it? Because they're not always about talk and stuff. They're pretty historical perspectives on things, right?
If he writes about talk, he won't be number one.
Who cares?
I mean, that's, and I say that, you know, satirically, because we talk a little bit about talk, but if we just talked about talk, then we wouldn't be having anybody listening to us, because people want to hear about the stories that are being talked about on talk radio. Well, I mean, he talks about subjects that eventually tie into the bigger picture, and his latest book is called Killing the Mob. It's about organized crime in America. I haven't read the book, so I can't say exactly what it's about, but basically it's a look at organized crime. And it's part of his series called Killing. Killing this, killing that. And they've been a tremendous success. They, as I said, one of the most successful series in terms of the New York Times chart. That's one of the things we talked about. I questioned him, how do you deal with truth versus victory. If you find out that something that you're behind or that you've said is not true, how do you admit that to your audience? Or do you? And, things of that nature. And it was pretty fascinating.
You're going to post all of these videos on talkers.com, right?
Yes, definitely. Not yet. Probably in the next week or so. And let's let everybody know when they're up there so people can actually attend the conference without having to wear a mask.
One of the things that you also got out of him was that he was going to go on the road with Trump. Is that that's later this year, and what the two of them are likely to realize about each other when they're on the road together, right?
You think they'll get along?
I don't think they'll get along at all.
They have four programs set for arenas, and after that they'll see how it goes. Let's see if they make it through the four.
The two of them together, I can't. Well, listen, strange bedfellows, maybe. But it was interesting as he told the story about calling up Trump and saying, "Well, you want to do this?" And, I think Trump will do anything to get himself into the public eye. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. 28 past the hour.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
American Airlines announced Sunday that it's cutting some 950 flights from its schedule to reduce the stress of its operations. The airline noted in an email statement that it's facing an incredibly quick ramp-up of customer demand. The National Transportation Safety Board announced Sunday it's investigating a fiery multi-vehicle crash Saturday on Alabama's Interstate 65 that killed 10 people, including 9 children, as storms swept through the southeast. The crash south of Montgomery, Alabama, occurred amid a tropical depression that triggered flash floods, spawned tornadoes, and razed dozens of homes. The New Zealand Olympic Committee has announced that Laurel Hubbard has been selected for the women's weightlifting team for the Tokyo Games. That will make her the first openly transgender athlete to compete in the event. BMX rider Chelsea Wolfe will become the first openly trans athlete with Team USA when she arrives in Tokyo as a reserve rider. This is USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With vaccine hesitancy in the United States, the new Delta variant of the virus could flare up restrictions again this fall. Dan Araki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus now accounts for about 10% of new cases in the United States after the strain first identified in India became the dominant strain in the UK. The more transmissible strain is already causing hotspots of infections in rural parts of Missouri and Kansas. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CBS's Face the Nation that forecasters expect Delta to lead to a surge in cases in the fall.
They are predicting that in a scenario where we only get to about 75% of the eligible population vaccinated and have a 60% more transmissible variant, which this new Delta variant may be 60% more transmissible than 117, they do show an upsurge of infection and reaching a peak of around 20% of the infection that we reached last winter. So about 20% of the peak in January we will hit in the fall at some point. I think that's probably an aggressive estimate. I don't think it will be quite that dire. But when you do look at those estimates, you see it varies widely between states.
The United States is vaccinating Taiwan, as the island nation east of Hong Kong has a very low vaccine rate.
Taiwan welcomed 2.5 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine from the U.S. on Sunday, more than doubling the island's arsenal of shots. The Biden administration initially promised to donate 750,000 doses, but increased that number as the administration advances its pledge to send 80 million U.S.-made shots around the world. Only about 6% of Taiwan's 23.5 million people have received one dose of the vaccine. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's 34 after the hour now, as we approach Father's Day. This broadcast over Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to you, Michael. Father
Happy
of
Father's
Matthew.
Day to you.
Grandfather. Yeah. It's kind of cool, isn't it? Being a father and a grandfather. It's
yeah.
fun.
It is. It's
what
fun.
Do you like most about it?
the satisfaction of being tied into the human race.
And having the name continue, much as anything else, right?
Well, that's the least of my concerns.
Yeah. Well,
it's nice to be connected to people in an important way and make a difference in people's lives. And yeah. my answer was apt. And yeah. the most gratifying thing about being a father, or being a mother, or being a brother, or being a son, being a husband, being anything, a friend, is being tied into the human race.
Yeah. I don't reason.
Isn't that true?
As long as I've known you, I don't know whether you have siblings. I've never asked you that.
I do. As a matter of fact, one of my siblings might be listening right now. She lives in Rio de Janeiro, and she listens to our broadcasts on the Internet.
Oh, cool.
And she's a world-famous artist. Her art name is La Femme Bobé. Her name is Bobby Winston, and she's an incredible artist. She's an American expat. She's an expat, and she's been living there for 30-some-odd years. I haven't seen her in 3 decades personally, but I see her, I talk to her every day and see her often through the magic of technology.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. You can be very close to somebody nowadays and not actually see them. Yeah. And I have various other step-siblings, but my biological sibling is a sister, an older sister.
Huh. Isn't that cool? I never knew that. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. I hope she's listening right now. This will be she was in the bathroom or something. You missed it! but this is a podcast, so she'll hear it.
Speaking of being in the bathtub, did you see the interview in the Tonight Show, Helen Mirren promoting the Fast and Furious movie, and she's in the bathtub? It's
I missed that.
Oh, you have to see it. Just Google Helen Mirren / Tonight Show. It is fabulous. It just is. It's one of those things. It's so just. It's just funny. It's just perfect.
What's good about it?
Her.
It's like funny. She's a great actress.
Picture her in the bathtub, bubble bath. She's naked in the bathtub doing an interview for 6 million people on the Tonight Show.
But you don't see anything. You see bubbles.
Yeah, you see bubbles. Yeah.
So how do you know she's naked? How do you know she's not wearing a bathing suit?
But it's the theater of the mind.
I can imagine.
That it is.
If she used the makeup and the persona that she had when she was the queen, can you imagine Queen Elizabeth II addressing the world from the bathtub?
Yeah.
I mean, she was a fantastic. Wasn't she in The Queen or whatever that movie was?
Yes, she was. Yeah.
She was. There have been a lot of great actresses playing Queen Elizabeth II, and the best. She was a great queen.
Yep, she was. All right, let's go back to the list here. Number two this week is COVID-19 and the focus on what is happening with variants and the vaccines and that sort of stuff. I thought the most compelling story about this week was this 43-year-old guy from Texas who declined vaccines because he thought they were going to do bad things for him. And now he's telling his story. He's telling folks to get the shot. He became so ill, Michael, following his COVID diagnosis, he needed a double lung transplant in order to survive. And if he'd have had the shots, he wouldn't have gotten sick, and he wouldn't have gone through the horror. And so he's telling the story. And how many other stories are there? There's dozens of stories of people, but I thought that was the...
Well, it's a crapshoot. You know, when you take a vaccine, there's always a small... When you take any medicine, medical procedure, there's a chance that something could go wrong. And vaccines are not 100% safe. I mean, it's risky stuff. But if you look at the big picture and the odds are overwhelmingly with you that you'll be better off taking the vaccine than not. That's what it comes down to. But you're always going to find cases that go awry. And when those are hyped up in certain media that tend to dwell on that because they've politicized it and they're targeting their audiences, and I'm not going to mention which ones they are, but they irritate the hell out of me. You know, woman dies after COVID vaccine, you know, that type of thing. Well, you could say woman dies after aspirin. You could say, you know, you could say woman dies at bowling alley. You know, there are accidents. There are downsides to things. But when you politicize it, you cherry pick it, you blow it up, you put it out there, it can have a terrible effect on people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I haven't been. Well, I've never had a flu shot in my life, and I never get the flu. But
it's based on your experience with your own body, and that's. But you do know that you are playing the odds. You're not guaranteed.
You're playing the odds if you get the shot. There are people that have had an issue. I got my shots because I thought it was the right thing to do for a number of reasons. Not that I was worried about the impact of the virus. I don't think I would have gotten it because I have a good immune system, as is demonstrated by what I said about the flu. But I also thought that there's a consciousness about, it's like wearing the mask. Think about other people. And if you don't get it, then you can't spread it to other people. And this ensures that you, or at least 95% of the insurance is there, that you won't get it, and therefore you won't affect other people. It's time we started thinking more about others than ourselves, I think.
Well, it comes down to that. Yeah. It comes down to that. But that's always been the issue. That's always been the issue between, you know, collectivism and social programs and being part of a society and maintaining the rights of the individual. It's always been a struggle between the left and the right in all political discussions and systems, going all the way back to the beginning when we first organized ourselves in caves. You know, okay, what's good for the clan and what's good for the man? You know, what's good for each of us individually? But what do we have to give up so that we can be stronger and more sufficient as a group? That's what it's about.
So then let's apply that to Juneteenth and the discussion of what we perhaps didn't know about what happened after the Emancipation Proclamation and what a great teachable moment it is. The only problem I have with this is that schools are canceled and it's a holiday that gets lost in buying sheets at the Macy's sale or whatever else happens. You know, the real reason for having Martin Luther King Day or Memorial Day or Veterans Day is to acknowledge important members of our society, and it gets lost. And I think people criticized me this week because I said, I don't think we need another holiday. I think we need to bring this to the surface and be teaching it in schools and having people become more aware of it for the nature of its value. What do you think?
I think that what you're saying is something that we should always think about when declaring holidays. You know, if it doesn't hurt anybody, it makes people feel good. I have no problem celebrating things. In terms of taking days off and all of that, that's a whole other issue. And in terms of important holidays losing their meaning, from Christmas to Memorial Day and Thanksgiving, that's another issue. These are things that we talk about. This is cultural, and you make some very good points. On the other hand, I don't get my nose out of joint about adhering to the wishes of people who are sensitive about things, because it doesn't affect me.
Good point.
Doesn't mean it doesn't affect them. Yeah. So I'll go along with it to a degree. But when it becomes reverse racism, when it becomes
when we have that happening,
and it affects other people's meritocracy and fairness and ability to make a living or to be judged on their own hard work, then I find it to be the pendulum has gone too far. But yeah. Juneteenth doesn't bother me.
I think that's a very interesting and pithy statement. The whole business about race relations and the impact of George Floyd and how that's sort of the straw that broke the camel's back, if you will, and then the focus on Black Lives Matter. There are a lot of people. I mean, they're 12%. Black Americans are 12% of the society.
That's a big number. And that's a big number.
Yeah. Are they getting more than 12% of the oxygen in the room? At the moment, yes. And is it deserved? That's a big issue and one that will be continued. I think the discussion needs to continue anyway on it, and so I'm sure it's going to continue to show up on our story list from talkers.com. You can get the list at talkers.com or on the djvshow.com website. In a moment, what's coming up with a MH interview, 44 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a bit of a reminder about you and your process for losing weight and keeping it off. I know many of you, if not most of you, are conscious of your weight. You're trying to do the best you can to get it off. And then are you thinking about what happens after you get it off? That's really the question. Not whether you can lose the weight, because you can, but can you keep it off? And if you're worried about that, then you should go to toploss.com and check out Calitrin. Calitrin is the weight loss formula that has no stimulants, no drugs, no gluten. It's made in America, approved by the FDA, and it has three main ingredients that will help you sleep better, aloe vera, that will help rebuild your body, the collagen protein, and to help your body work better, those digestive enzymes, all put together by a doctor and three nurses 24 years ago, and man, has it gone to the top like a rocket ship in effectiveness. Check out all of the good stories at the website toploss.com and avail yourself of how wonderfully you can look and feel by just losing the weight and keeping it off. With the DJV code, you can get 3 months free. Check that out, too. No shipping charges. Fabulous way to lose the weight and more. more importantly, keep it off with Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Attention laptop lovers. The ASUS VivoBook S14 has evolved. It's feather light. It's even more powerful than its predecessors. This Windows 10 laptop uses the latest Intel processors, Intel Xe graphics, and Wi-Fi 6 with ASUS Wi-Fi Master technology, so you can breeze through even your toughest days. With classy diamond-cut edges and a sleek all-metal chassis, the ASUS VivoBook S14 is all about the uniqueness of you. Open the lid and a color-blocked enter key puts you center stage. Passwords optional. Use your face or fingerprint to securely sign in to your Windows PC. VivoBook S14 lightens everything. Your load, your tasks, your life, and brings out the very best in you. Visit ASUS.com for more on the VivoBook S14. And be sure to listen to Tech It Out on your favorite radio station or as a podcast.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
The Insulation of Gratitude. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's no body of research in the field of neurology showing that any localized brain injuries can inhibit gratitude. In other words, although injuries to specific parts of your brain can take away your eyesight or ability to move your extremities, there is no single area that, if damaged, can take away your gratitude. Gratitude is the combination of several mechanisms, which means that your ability to express gratitude is pretty well protected. Look, life happens. Things don't always go your way. But as long as you're awake and conscious, nothing can stop your gratitude. And that's great news, because gratitude is absolutely powerful and transformative. For more on gratitude, visit drchristianconti.com.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners. Broken AC, $4,600. Water heater, $1,500. Fridge on the fritz, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around $1 a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them. HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-503-8676. Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year. 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676. That's 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try Autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
All right, so Michael, what's in the hot spot? What's in the place of the MH interview this week?
Coming up on Tuesday. This coming Tuesday, we'll have the audio of my conversation with Bill O'Reilly. It'll be at mhinterview.com.
There you go. 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Time for a view, a hard look at the top five stories from the world of technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen. Here to do that is Victoria Keevan, who goes from number five to number one. At number five, Netflix has a pretty interesting announcement, yeah?
Yeah, I think this has actually been well received this week. Netflix has launched an online merchandise store, Netflix.shop, and it features products inspired by the shows that they carry, the original Netflix shows. It's the company's first foray into commerce. Until now, essentially, they were only making money by subscriptions. And so the new store features items like apparel and toys and games and immersive events that are tied to the shows. Like if you're a Lupin fan, which is the French TV series on Netflix, they've got decorative items inspired by Lupin. And they have streetwear and action figures, things like that. Some of these items will eventually be available through their retail partners like Target. The price points are $25 to $75, so it's pretty accessible to a wide array of consumers. This was sort of kind of, they talked about doing this for a while. Josh Simon, who's the VP of Consumer Products now at Netflix, he left Nike last year, so that was a pretty big signal that they were going to get into consumer products. Netflix says they're going to debut new products from The Witcher, which stars Henry Cavill, and Stranger Things, which is sort of one of their cult favorites. They're going to have all kinds of items from those shows. Stranger Things will be really fun because that show is set in the 80s, so you can expect a lot of 80s fashion-inspired items for that, which will be cool. Right.
Number four, Facebook has something new.
Facebook is planning to roll out its podcast well, it's kind of a platform, essentially. And so it's going to start June 22nd, and eventually they'll add a feature where listeners will be able to create clips from their favorite podcasts and then share those. So hosts can link their existing podcast RSS feed to Facebook, and then you will automatically, after that, every time you publish a new podcast episode, it will automatically appear on your Facebook page. This will show up under a new tab that's simply called Podcasts, and so podcasters who publish on the platform will also be opting into Facebook's podcast terms of service. It's pretty standard, the agreement, but this is something maybe a few podcasters have raised some issues with, who's actually protecting the intellectual property of their podcast. So I'm sure there'll be some legal stuff happening in the future. But for now, if you want to have your podcast spread around on Facebook, then this is a great way to do it.
Help yourself. Number three, Verizon and a deal, of course. Yeah, this is a real deal.
Yep, Verizon's joining several states in offering a financial incentive to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Customers who've gotten at least one dose can get a 10% discount on accessories from either the online or physical stores. To sweeten the deal, Verizon's actually letting customers stack that discount on top of sale prices. So, you know, right now Verizon's selling Apple AirPods, the Pro version, which is the, you know, the high-end version. They're on sale until June 20th, and you get an extra 10% if you've had one shot already, or if you've had two, you go in, you provide your validation that you've had the vaccine, and you can get your discount. And they're also offering, all these customers are going to be eligible from June 15th until July 31st. So you just have to fill out a questionnaire, you get a promo code, and then you have to shop before August 15th.
All right, number two, a Senate bill makes it easier to do what?
This is a great thing, and I hope that this gets passed because this is already a strong bipartisan effort. A group of lawmakers introduced a bill Wednesday that would make it easier for people to cancel online subscriptions after the free trial period has ended. I can't tell you how many times this has happened to me. I know everybody has suffered with this. Once you sign up, you get like 7 days free of Netflix or any kind of music listening service. They take your credit card, and then if you forget to cancel before the 7 days are up, they automatically bill you. And sometimes it's monthly, sometimes it's for the whole year, and then you're just stuck. And I know, Doug, you said you've got gym membership stuff, that same thing.
Yeah.
So this bill is called...
L.A., whatever they call it.
Fitness. L.A. Fitness, yeah. This bill's called the Unsubscribe Act, and it's going to require sellers to allow customers to cancel a subscription in the same way that they signed up, which most people do like a one-click thing either on their phone or on their TV on an app, but they sign up for something. And so now this bill, if it gets passed, you'll be able to, with the same one-click, opt out instead of having to sit on hold and calling customer service, which I think is great.
All right, number one... this week in tech stories has to do with something introduced in the House.
Yep, on last Friday, House Democrats introduced five new bills meant to chip away at the power of big tech companies, targeting a variety of practices that antitrust advocates say are stifling competition. Mainly, this is going after Amazon. Amazon has their Amazon Basics line, so if you want anything that they make, when you search for that on Amazon, they put their own product first before any other company. That kind of stuff would end if these bills are passed.
All right, there they are, top five tech stories this week. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.